Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I
talking in the background. Otto, you ready? You live.
Okay. Well, welcome everybody to Blog Talk Radio. This is our last call for the month of May. We're ending out the call tonight. We have a special guest, Ron from Canada, who will be filling in for Dr. Alali, who will be joining us a little bit later, but he has a fantastic story for us tonight of a young lady that he's been working with and the things that have happened to her life since coming in contact with our fat battery or biobalancer. And this show is for information purposes only, not meant to treat, cure, or diagnose any disease. But if you find something that's useful and helpful in your life, we hope that you will apply it, listen to it, share it with your family and friends, that they can better their lives as well. Ron, without further ado, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
Thank you for filling in.
Well, my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, about a month, or actually about a good 3.5 weeks ago, I went to see this one lady who's got 5 children. She's on social welfare. She's been diagnosed with secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. And we retrofitted her home with help from her sister. And it's just been an amazing turnaround because she has had no feeling in her legs or toes in about 4 years. She's stuck in a wheelchair to move around at any time. The pain that she was suffering from was so bad that she had to wear a special patch on her right shoulder. Her speech was very, very sluggish. The strength in her fingers or hands, extremely weak, to the point that she had problems trying to even push a button on a remote control. Within a week, and I'm very serious, within a week, she stopped wearing that patch, and the strength started to come back into her hands. To use her words, because she's French-Canadian, her mouth was unfreezing, as were her legs. After about 2 weeks, she felt both legs. She actually managed to move her right leg a tiny bit. And it's all because her house is retrofitted. Even her two youngest daughters, I think 7 and 9, clearly noticed that she had more strength in her fingers. And as time progressed, she could even start to feel her toes. So it's been an absolutely amazing turnaround for this lady. Her willpower is incredible. And what's more remarkable is that she would also, for the longest time, only sleep intermittently during the night. In other words, 20 minutes here, she'd be awake for 20 minutes, half an hour sleep, half an hour awake. So when she was awake, all she did was pray to God that something would come to her and help her. And lo and behold, her sister and I showed up because I did her sister's house last December. And so we retrofitted the house from A to Z, and you would have to get Dr. Lally to explain this better, but we actually reversed the polarity in the house. So, this woman is so ecstatic that she now has to pray before she goes to sleep, because she will sleep 6 or 7 hours straight. So it's an amazing turnaround. I'm very happy for her, but I think the happiest person is herself. And everybody in her family is totally amazed. We've got her on Tangy Tangerine, which is a mineral supplement, and I'm sure that's going to make a big difference to her. We've also got her eating as many soft-boiled eggs every day that she can. And, you know, it's step by step. We will go down probably, I would say, every 2-3 weeks and double-check to make sure everything is perfect in the house. And, You know, it's a pleasure to watch to see somebody get better. And the beauty is he's getting better and reducing the amount of painkillers and drugs that he takes every day. So that, to me, you know, it makes you feel really good inside because you can see somebody who really wants to get better but didn't know how to get better start to feel better. According to the testimonial that Dr. Lally had on the show last March, the lady's name is Martha. She was also diagnosed as secondary progressive. But, you know, she's now up and walking. And her, I guess, testimonial gave the most credit to this science. And, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing to see what it can do. But it's not the only thing by itself. You need some sort of like backup support to make the harmonics work even better for you, which would be in this lady's case, her name is Lynn, you know, eating eggs to get the cholesterol to your brain to fight the plaque, or just mineral supplements because of all the minerals that our bodies lose. And this lady has had 8 children in her lifetime. So, you know, for sure, and I'm no doctor, but I wouldn't be surprised if she lost a lot of minerals over the years. So it's absolutely amazing. And, you know, her sister, whom I work with and we're teaching, well, Dr. Lally just sent me a message, but I didn't understand it. But her sister got a flat battery in her cell phone just over a year ago. Well, actually a year ago, almost to the day. And her sleeping habits were very poor. The electric wires from the utility were 15 feet from her bedroom window. She could sleep 10 hours or 5 hours, she would feel the same. The cell phone was always open for one of her daughters to be able to call her in case of an emergency. And with the flat battery in her phone over the next couple of months, her sleeping habits improved. Even her menstrual cycle, which we've talked on the show before, got much better to the point that she wouldn't lose a day of work a month. So, you know, the only thing I can tell anybody is it makes a big difference. Oh, Dr. A is trying to get a signal on his cell phone to get onto the radio show. But I don't understand her second message. The point being is that one of the big differences that I have seen since I've been involved in this type of EMF prevention, the big thing that people need in their home, whether it be an apartment, whether it be a home or a big home, they need EMF filters. They need quality EMF filters. And the best filter that I have found is actually called the Power Guard, or also called the Mega Power Saver. It's the same product, just different labels, different distributors, but you want those in your house. And if you put them in your house properly, believe it or not, you will save on your electric bill. They reduce the EMF, and, you know, with all our electronics today, it's very, very needed to a point where just putting the filters in your house you will sleep better. So, you know, I hope Dr. A gets on soon. I'm running out of things to say, but, you know, if anybody has questions, please shoot them out because you're more than welcome. If I continue on the filters, not only do you sleep well, not only can you save on your electric bill, but you only buy them once. You don't have to replace them yearly or every 2 or 3 years because they're not cheap. These are quality filters, and all you have to do is Google the PowerGuard and Mega Power Saver on the internet, and you will find the source from where to buy them. Put them in your house. Start to feel relaxed when you walk in your home. It's a different world because all the electricity does is pays our body. Is everybody there?
Maybe
I'm here.
Well, my phone's ringing. It's calling something. I don't know what, and I didn't touch it.
I didn't either.
Well, I know that. We're far away.
Hey, Rod, you have to answer that phone.
I can't answer it.
I called Dr. D. Let me tell for that and recall. I called Dr. A. She's not picking up.
Dr. A.
Yeah, I think I could pick her up through the. Yeah, let me try one more time. Sorry about
okay.
that.
Are you on a three-way or is?
Mario. You there?
Yeah, Rod.
Okay. I just want to let you know that on Monday afternoon, I did what you did to somebody in a car. And so I tested their body balance sitting in their car, and they were strong as an ox. And then they started the car, so I tested them again, and complete total body balance loss.
Unbelievable. You know, you wonder why some people are getting so tired and driving just an hour, right?
Oh, I believe it. And then...
So when you harmonize your cell phone and you put it on a charge on your car, you're actually harmonizing the habitat of your car, which is known to be more electromagnetic full of than your home as an average.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, the guy became completely balanced and actually stronger than before. And the
okay.
key thing there is that, you know, when you use your cell phone in the car and you're using Bluetooth, which you're pretty well obliged to by law, you've got two signals going there between the cell tower and your phone, and between your phone and Bluetooth. And so everything becomes harmonized. And you don't lose your body strength or body balance. In fact, your strength increases.
Your car, as you're driving, is being tased by the geo location of that is in your cell phone. So all as you're traveling along, your car is being tased by radiation because towers are actually trying to stay in contact with your cell phone. And on top of that, all these new cars, especially, are really so full of electromagnetic type of device, you know, that it actually creates an immense EMF field around your car.
And on your body.
Of course, yeah.
But, you know, it convinced him, without a doubt, that he needed to have a Nano in his phone and connect his phone to the car. It was like it's like an instant sale. And for somebody who has the starting signs of diabetes, to me that's very important, because Dr. Lally's already talked about type 3 diabetes on the show, and he's 6-7 hours a day in his car, minimum. So, you know, it will slowly change his life where he'll feel much better. And even I have noticed that when I drive and I do a long drive, yeah, I save a bit of gas, but I also, when I get home, I don't feel like I've been through the mill to the point where I'm exhausted. I'm not. It's like I never drove. So for anybody out there, you got to pay attention to all these electronics and the EMS, how they attack the body, how they hit us, how they make us weak. And, you know, Dr. Lally can easily talk about this better than I can, but how they drain your body of minerals. So,
well, Rob, you're doing a pretty good job of
you're here.
I'm translating Dr. Lally. I just enjoyed the conversation with you and Mario, and I really appreciate you standing in for me this evening, because these are such important factors that we need to be discussing. I want to thank everybody who interrupted their busy schedule to be on the phone tonight. I'm up in the mountains, and I've had no signal most of the day going around in these mountains, going down to work with yet another group of doctors with this NASA that are working with this NASA technology and its application for evaluating even other nanotechnology. So I'm excited to have the sponsorship of these scientists who are investing in us to enhance our skills so we can use this new machine that came in the mail yesterday.
Oh, all right.
Also, yes, the machine is here. And we are so excited about this machine, because this machine has created a huge paradigm shift in our campaign. Why? Because before we were introduced to these scientists at NASA and the National Institute of Health, we did not have a physical entity that quantified the effectiveness of our technology. Now we do. It does a before and after evaluation of the muscle tension and the static that's in the muscle, and it shows within less than a minute how effective the technology is in reducing muscle tension and static in the muscle. And of all of the participants that participated in the preliminary test, 100% of all the participants showed remarked improvement. Of course, everybody, it varied from person to person, and so they are so excited to do even more studies with the technology, number one. But number two, I'm really excited about how this is feeding to the Healthy People 2020 campaign. I went on to Google today, and I was blown away that there are over 9 million articles and references and resources now affecting health. And the Healthy People 2020 campaign is now officially coming out of the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion. They now have webinars for us to learn about diseases and chemicals and radiation and the effects on health. And if you go to the website, which is www.healthypeople.gov. You can actually find a calendar of events with healthy people, webinars to learn how the resources that are now being available to help you to reduce your exposure. And I'm so excited. There's an event on June the 16th. It's targeting social influences that shape health literacy in communities and a Healthy People 2020 Progress Review webinar. You can register for it free of charge. There are all kinds of tools now to fortify everything that we're saying. There's a Data 2020 search that archives all kinds of interactive data sites that allow you to explore data on how the toxins in our environment are affecting our health. There are tools from evidence-based resources that are giving us other resources that we can use to reduce our exposure in the environment. You can search out that. There's even program planning, how to plan and evaluate a public health interventions in your community. And so that might be an area where we can render our voice and document our voice and our progress. People that are having self-reporting testimonials can render their comments in this section to bring awareness to the fact that we have discovered the nanos and how they are impacting our world. So I'm so happy that they have this website up now. They have a section here on the leading health indicators for evaluating our progress in health. They have even more federal initiatives, prevention initiatives that are culminating around this Healthy People campaign. So I'm saying all this to say we are not alone. We are not alone in our quest. And so I want to thank everybody for their diligence. And now that this campaign has moved forward in the federal government, now that people are coming together, identifying resources to reduce exposure, we are moving forward. And I want to thank Nathan and Ida for their faithfulness, for Rod and Mario, and for all of you that are calling in, giving your testimonies. To Angel and to Monica and to Latanya,
Len.
The mother. Yes, the mothers.
Yeah,
that
Len is here.
I'm sorry, and Lynn. Oh, wonderful,
yeah.
Lynn. Lynn and Rita, my goodness, that testimony that hit the front page of the newspaper in Canada. There's so many miracles happening because people care. You know, and I was looking at an article about Mother Teresa. She's getting ready to go into sainthood in September. And they said that she's going into sainthood because she did two miracles. Well, if that is the qualification to be a saint, then there's Saint Nathaniel on this line, Saint Ida, Saint Rod, Saint Mario, Saint Lynn, Saint Dr. Watkins, and Saint Dr. Bianca. There's so many saints on this line because you care to inform people that to reduce their exposure to toxins could support their health, would support their health. And it's been wonderful to see all this, to watch the evolution of mercy and grace evolving in a national, now international, care model for environmental health. I'm so excited about what the future is going to bring with this equipment. We haven't even taken it out of the box yet because I wanted to wait until have a ceremonial event opening up this box. We're going to have to videotape it for everybody to be able to see in the email. Because how long have we waited for this machine? How long have we knocked on the doors to ask for sponsorship? How long have we, at least, it's got at least 5 years. been 5 years? Oh. At least since 2012, so 4 years. Oh. And we did not know that this machine came out of NASA. But we are so grateful for the businesses that are sponsoring us to have this machine. And we're excited about the future moving forward. We're going to be sending everybody the videos. And because the machine is so small, Mario has invited me to come to Canada in August. We're trying to finalize those plans now. We're bringing the machine to Canada so we all can play with it up there. And I'd like to play with it with the cows and see how we might be able to evaluate, you know, muscle tension in cows with this machine. Even though it's not designed for the cow, I believe we might be able to get a reading off of the spine of the skeletal frame and the muscles in a cow. I want to test and see. Because the inventor said its diverse application is both for humans and electrical devices. So I'm going to learn how to use it on both, and that's what I'm so excited about. So I want everybody to, I apologize, I've been literally traveling for 14 hours today and in and around mountains that go down sharply and then climb up, and I'm way up in the sticks, and I had to run out here about 5 miles to be able to get a signal because where I was at, I couldn't get a signal. But nevertheless, I'm tired, I'm exhausted. But I want everybody to look at that website, healthypeople.gov, 2020.gov, to see, because we're going to start piping into these webinars. The next one is June 16th. Everybody needs to get registered for it because we now have the opportunity to infuse, you know, our experiences and our evidence-based practice into this website in hopes that we can partner for change. We're change agents. We believe the environments are too toxic, that's scientifically documented. We believe if there's technology in the world that can help us to reduce our exposure to chemicals and radiation, we need to learn about them and we need to implement them so we can live. I'm stronger, I'm healthier. All of you are on this line stronger and healthier because we engage in nanotechnology and pray for skills to understand it more, to manipulate it so that we can find out ways together to use it to bring balance to our lives and health and happiness to our soul. And so on that note, if anybody has any other comments that's on the line tonight.
I have one.
Go ahead.
Dr. A?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Len here. I got somebody that... are you familiar with Reynolds phenomenon? That's where their hands and feet, when it's cold, they get white.
Oh,
and
yes.
His blood platelets should be 450. They're 1,200.
Woo!
Yeah. What they want to do is put them on low doses of chemo and do blood work every 2 weeks, as he can become anemic. You have any word to say on that?
Well, my recommendation would be, and again, the nanotechnologies are not intended to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure disease. But he needs to have an evaluation of his environment, Lynn. You need to take your meter in and see what his level of exposures are.
Right.
And then reduce electronics in his house, his exposure in his house, number one. From a nutritional point of view, he needs to consult with his nutritionist. And some of the things he might discuss with her are foods that increase circulation, like beets. And I always tell people to start with the green apple smoothie every day because it helps to detox and it helps to balance, number one. Number two, he needs to, you know, balance out his food. He could be getting too much processed chemicals, too much static radiation in his food, from, you know, the high levels of microsurging that may be in impeding his refrigerator. So, you know, start with surveying his environment. Then do a, you know, two-finger Bedore testing on him, see if he's having energy loss. And then he definitely needs an evaluation for trace minerals and for foods that promote circulation, like beets. Beets and spinach are phenomenal for circulation.
Okay. Okay. Are you familiar with a certain machine called the Geico?
No, never heard of it.
Because it's just on pilot right now, and I believe they're used in care homes for elderly people.
Okay. What does it do?
I don't know the information on that yet, other than I got the name Geico because I was talking to a lady, and because it's only on pilot, it's not out there information-wise.
Well, you know, in America, when you say the name Geico, that the first thing to mind is the little lizard that sells the insurance.
Yes, that's right. I know.
So, yeah. I mean, it sounds like something phenomenal. Like I said, you know, every day something new is coming in the market. So when you get some information, I'd love it if you would share it with us.
Yeah, because apparently it's quite expensive for the treatments. I don't know if it's $100 a day, a week, or a month, but the treatments are very expensive.
Wow.
So when I get a chance,
I would be interested
to get some more information
on
that.
You know, I would like to also share that the naturopathic practitioner, Gagan, who works with Destiny, was in a serious car accident over the weekend. So his family is desiring prayer. I don't know exactly the status. I've been trying to get in touch with family members and friends, but I didn't get a text. He was in a serious car accident. He is hospitalized. So I want to have just a word of prayer for him before we get off this show tonight. And I've heard talk to all of our children with seizures in the lab over the weekend, over the holidays. They are all just continuing to move forward, getting stronger, and they continue to have the testimony when the technology is on, they're seizure-free. When it's off, you know, they're having seizures. And Destiny's mom says she's one step forward to maybe getting her school to agree to retrofit her classroom, since she has one particular classroom where she has all her seizures right now. And she moves, even though she's in four different classrooms in the course of a day, there's one particular one that seems to throw her off balance. So I do want to have this prayer for Gagan. So if everybody would just be reverent, Father God, we just come before you in the name of Lord Jesus. And we thank you for sparing Gagan's life.
Yes.
We bless you, Father God, that even though he's still hospitalized, we thank you that you kept your hand upon him and spared his life. And now, whatever he needs, we call restored and renewed health, renewed strength, renewed, you know, confidence. We thank you for complete recovery and restoration. And when we speak to his financial needs, whatever they are, we ask you to be magnified and allow all his needs to be met. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare restoration. And we decree and declare financial increase that he might be stabilized in this great hour of need. In Jesus' name, we thank you. So he has a GoFundMe link. When I get it, I'll forward it to everybody in the email broadcast, email blast. So if you know, are able to contribute for his financial needs, you know, you'll have the resource to do so. Having said that, I am so about to just fall asleep right now. I am so tired fighting these mountains, but I look forward to next week's show, and I look forward the biobalances. I'm pushing to get them out the door. I'm pushing. We're almost there. And they should be going out any day now. I have put so much fire under the people responsible, but there's some hiccups with folks to schedule. But nevertheless, they're going out the door. And so I was in the balancers for the water, the lake water. They're going out with them. So you should be hearing, you should be getting the tracking number before the end of the week, because I put some heat and fire under the people managing that. And having said all that, I bless everyone. I love and celebrate you all. I appreciate you giving me your shoulders to stand on, your encouragement and your strength for the journey. We are moving forward to leave a great legacy of health, environmental health, for the future of our children and the people we love so much. Good night, everyone. I love to celebrate you. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Ida. Thank you, Ron.
You're
my angel, Mario. Lynn, you're fabulous. We appreciate you. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Take care.
Take care of yourself.
Yes, he-